In the middle of the paragraph on page Kuf Mem Dalid, that goes from the bottom of the column to the top, Schwab had just given us his insight into shuckling. just to review, because he expands on it. From the bottom line in the first column, Zehu Hatam, Masha Nisna'anin B'Shas Atfila, we shuckle when we daven. People shuckle when they learn too? Not as much. I don't know, I'm trying to think what I'm doing now. It's not a conscious thing that a person does. Okay, at any rate, he's saying when people shuckle when they daven, Laharis is Karvis Adam LaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaiser V'Yaiser. Bending forward is coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a mid of Ava, of closeness. Until he recognizes the loftiness and the greatness of God, and he gets frightened from the pachad, and he shuckles back. And he's doing this in a cycle. Liyos miskarev umisrachik. Miskarev umisrachik. Dugma tenua halak v'shayv. Alright, so I question whether people are really thinking of this, but at least symbolically, there's an idea that a person wants at the very same time to draw close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to feel Yira. Ahava and Yira are the two midas. Now, here he says the following on this thought. L'chein onu maitzim b'tihilo l'David. Therefore, we find in Ashrei, in the Tehillah LeDavid, which is Kuf Mem Dalet, Shemaschilin l'shabeach l'Kadosh Baruch Hu b'loshen noichach. Something here, notice it. We start off by saying praise in second person. As we're talking directly to God, so we say, Arei Mimcha, like Ashrei Yashvei Veisecha. You're talking to a person who's there, that's you. Ashrei Yashvei Veisecha. Or Tilo LeDavid starts with Aleph. Arei Mimcha. I will elevate you, Elokai HaMelech. Vavarach Hashimcha Lo'olam Vo'ed. So we start by speaking to, in second person, Arei Mimcha, Vavarach Hashimcha, Avarecha V'Halo Shemecha. We take of Mishan in Loshen Nistar. And then we say, Godol Hashem U'mulol Mi'ayid. We don't say Godol Atah. Suddenly we're talking in third person. Saying, God Hashem, God is great, and then we switch back, Yishabach Ma'asech O'Gvarisech. Again, second person. So it's interesting that there are Ashrei, the paragraph Tehillah LeDavid has 21 psukim. There are 22 letters in the Aleph base. And it's got all the letters but nun. So va'achad osur psukim amurim b'loshen noichach. 11 psukim are second person. Va'asor psukim b'loshen nistar. And 10 are in third person. In the same exact paragraph where we praise the Kaddish Baruch Hu, we alternate from second person to third person. Lohayrois al yachas ha'odam la'kaddish baruch hu ba'ava v'kirva. Medaber ima yisparach b'noichach. When you have an ava to someone, a closeness to someone, you say you. Well, basachas at the same time, befached megadlus Hashem v'hadorei. We show we have yira from Hashem. Umagia elov hayira umedaber benistar. The derech is that when you speak to a great person, you speak third person. You don't say you. That's the way it is. V'tikon. Is somebody the queen? It's that way. Who spoke to the queen?
Your Majesty.
Right. Your Majesty. Your Honor, even in court. Your Honor. What?
Mr. President.
Mr. President. Yeah, it's interesting. So I don't think about the queen and the president in the same respect. At any rate, v'tikon amiras tilo l'david u'sheyachin adam es'atzmi l'tfilo ba'ava u'biyira. A person should try to have the dual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yira, and fear of his greatness. Dugmas HaChassidim HaRishayim, who used to prepare for the davening. Mekamachim, Kadim Shehalalucha, If the Ashrei, we say the five Alalukas, first, Anu Mekayimin Yoshvei Veisecha, Umizbainin in Ma'at, Lami Anu Medavrim, we think about God, the one we're talking to, Amanu Medavrim, Chem Pasik Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, Einei Rakem Psicha, Latila LeDavid. So the words Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha is like a title to what follows, Elohush, Einei, it's not only a title, Einei Rakem Psicha LeDavid, Elohu, Shema Kloli Shal HaPerek. It's the name of the Perek. Hametayer Ma Shemam Shichem Vayimrim, which gives a title to what we're about to continue to discuss. It's interesting that when we make a bracha, all the brachas we say all the time, we also combine second person. Second person is you, and third person is him. So every bracha we say, we start with Baruch Atah, which is you, Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and then we say Shehakol Niyeh Bidvarai, we don't say Bidvarecha. See, all is created Bidvarai in his or Bayrei Pri Adama. We don't say Barasa Pri Adama. Bayrei, the creator of Pri Adama. Bituvai in his. You're right. If he's the word in the third person. So it's a combination. The Aruch HaShulchan in his introduction to Hilchas Brachis, in the beginning of, in the first chelik of Shulchan Aruch, in his introduction he says that he doesn't say this idea. His idea is that at the same time we try to have a closeness and we try to have Yira. The Aruch HaShulchan says that, as I recall at least, that we talk about the fact that our understanding of God is elusive. It's elusive. At the very same time, we want a closeness. There's a certain distance. When the Chafetz Chaim went to the Knesset Gedolah, he met the Ger Rebbe, which Ger Rebbe, I get confused with all the names, but probably, could it be it was still Svasemis? Could be. Anyway, it's brought down that when he met the Ger Rebbe, they were talking to Ger Rebbe, asked him, why we say Achrei Hashem Elokecha Teilech? Achrei is distance. That's the Rashi in this week's parasha. VeYachrei Hadvarim Ha'ela. So Rashi says Achar is close, and Achrei is distant. So what do we say? We say Achar Hashem Elokecha Teilech. Why is it Acharei, which means like you're distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So supposedly the Ger Rebbe told him that somebody who feels he's distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person who feels he's close doesn't understand. So the Chofetz Chaim says something else. What did he say? That
I read that story.
You don't remember the second half of the story?
I read the first part.
Yeah. Anyway, at any rate, that's the Aruch HaShulchan saying. Aruch HaShulchan saying that the recognition of a Kaddish Baruch Hu is elusive to us. It's not. We don't understand the Bairi Yailam. We understand the Creator. We have a deep understanding. So at the very same time, we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we're far away. You talk to somebody, at least you feel like you know who he is. He's right in front of you. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at the very same time, close and distant. Rapam used to say it about Shemayna Esrei, that we start Shemayna Esrei, L'keinu, L'kei Aviseinu, L'kei Avram, L'kei Yitzchak, V'l'kei Yaakov. So he said that we start by saying that we don't understand, we have no hasaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Avraham, like Yitzchak, like Yaakov, we sort of submit to God's hasaga, to the Avais hasaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avais, whatever the hasaga was, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that's the understanding that we have. So, it's sort of a combination of feeling close and feeling distant. Okay, next paragraph, he defines the word Ashrei. How does Art Scroll translate Ashrei? Praiseworthy, is that? Something like that, right? You have an English sitter? But that doesn't have English. What is it? Does yours have English?
No.
Not the one you gave me, German. German is
German instructions.
German
instructions.
But I know, the translation it doesn't have.
That's German.
There's no translation there?
No.
What?
Happy and rich person.
Praiseworthy. It won't second a fit with Rav. Rav Schwab's Taich of Ashrei is not praiseworthy. Yeah, that's what he brings that. Look at how he says, the Oswald says Ashrei means praiseworthy. They say,
how would you translate it?
Let's go to Rav Schwab. See how he translates it. But there's a word oisher. Oisher with an ayin is wealth, and oisher with an aleph is somebody who's sort of complete, who's fortunate. He says ashrei meloshin by when osher is born, it says. Ba'oshri ki yeshruni banais. Loshen simcha. It's a loshen of being, joyful, of being happy. Now listen to what he says, Dr. Medetsky, from your professional standpoint, look at the next words. He says, Hine lo yitochin shi ya'odom sameach va'otzei bevasachas. So the person is not happy and depressed at the same time. And simcha, joy, is really not measurable. It's not correct that a person is partially happy and partially sad. Now, the way I'm translating is happy and sad, I don't think is technically accurate. Right? A person could be happy about something and have a sadness. There are people who have sadness to their lives and have happiness at the same time. So I don't think he means that a person can't be happy and sad, but he means at any given moment, the behavior of a person is motivated by one or the other. Otherwise, I wouldn't understand what he's saying. He says, "L'chein k'shoyimim al ha'adam shum ma'usher, hare kavana al riboy ha'oysher." What he's saying is that the ashrei we're talking about here is a person, the ashrei is a complete, a person who lacks nothing. Ashrei, he's satisfied, I guess. So ashrei yoshev esech would seem to be, according to this, more a lusher being satisfied. So that ash, see, it's a related word. But that usher is with an ayin, a wealthy man. Here's with an olive. So what does that mean? It could mean praiseworthy, and it could mean sort of satisfied.
How happy they are.
How
lucky they are.
Fortunate.
Fortunate they are.
Fortunate they are. Okay. So, okay, fortune is a good word for it. He's saying, Al Kain, Oimrim Ashrei Loshen Rabim, Hamare Al Shleimus Hasimcha B'Shefa Rav. Simcha HaKoileles is Kolchek in Nefesh Adam Nimtzois Liyoshve Visecha. He's saying Ashrei. It means that the person feels complete. His happiness is complete. People confuse happiness with excitement. Excitement is when a person is jumping for joy. It's not a sustainable emotion. Nobody is excited all the time. Sometimes I have a boy who's dating a young lady. And he comes to me and says, you know, everything's good, but I'm not excited. So I tell him, you know, I'm happily married, but I'm not excited. Excitement is a passing emotion. It's not something that stays with a person. Happiness stays with a person. Happiness is a calm joy. And that's shleimus hasimcha. Shleimus hasimcha is, it's hard to find a good word. Satisfied.
Content.
What?
Content.
Content. Okay, that's a better word. A content person. Ashrei shevisecha. Oh, so that's what you mentioned. But that osher is with an ayin. Now, I would imagine that Rav Schwab would find that phonetically connected, which he does all the time. And they do sound to be connected.
Is the aleph and the ayin interchangeable?
Not really. But in drasha they are. Aleph, ayin, ches, and hey are called oisyes agroinais. They're the sounds that come from the throat. And, ches comes from the throat, and hey comes from the throat. So they're darshan together. But anyway, he's saying Ashrei Shevisecha means is a sense of contentment, a sense of completion, of being complete that a person feels. Now, what does it mean Yoshve Vesecha? What?
Because it has to mean more than just sitting.
See, I'll tell you the truth. I understood Asher Shevisecha means when you're in shul, you're praiseworthy or you're content. That's why I would have understood.
You're not
in shul. So then you're not. You don't have the Asher Shevisecha. You don't have that. You might have something else. But no, he doesn't translate it that way. You'll see in a second. Those who dwell in your house. Okay. But Rav Schwab, listen to what he says. He quotes Rav Hirsch. Hine marim sham shofar hirsh tzal, this pirish antilim, medayik loshin yoishvei beisecha, hoylei loima ashrei hayoishvim bebeisecha. Praiseworthy are those who sit in your house. K'moshayimrim, hine baruchos Hashem, kalavdi Hashem, ha'imdim beveis Hashem b'leis. Anybody remember when we say that? Shira Malis, by Marib. Second pasuk of Shira Malis. And anyway, ha'imdim, we say ha'imdim beveis Hashem. So should be ha'yoshvim. What?
But only at night.
Ha'imdim is balaylas, okay. But ashrei yoshvei beisecha is at any time. So say ha'yoshvim. Idea shlaher shlachayra kavanis beisecha or beis hamikdash.
You say yoshvim, two different things.
The what? Right, so he means to contrast them, that if sitting is and standing are words that are used in contrast, so just as it's ha'imdim, you should say ha'yoshvim. I say yoshvei. So he quotes Rav Hirsch as saying, he also says, l'chayra kavaras beisecho beisamigdash, halei ein yeshiva ba'azara, ha'machas beisdo b'lvon, you're not allowed to sit in the beisamigdash. Upirish, and therefore he explains, yoshvei beisecha, meira al yeshiva kavua utmidis, B'chol eis u'b'chol shah. Now I would say those who dwell in your house, but dwelling in the house still requires being in the house. So he explains, it means she'b'chayayem lo yisichu daitam b'lahakir shem yeshu lefnei Hashem. So we say those who dwell in front of you, dwell implies a building. So it's really those who live, ashrei yeshu v'secha, is that it's praiseworthy or content. Those who are yoishve beisecha, those who live in your home. V'lay rak beyoisem bekriseli beisem edrish, nimtzah bebeis Hashem. Not only when you're in shul, are you found in the beis Hashem, elagam, kishe shoyim bebotei dirashalahem, when you're at home, or oivdim bemisrodeyem, you're at work in your office, filkshem elchem bishuk, so he's translated Ashrei different than we thought. It means Lashon of content. And Yoishve Veisecha means those who live lives of being in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home. When we sit in the Sukkah, we make a bracha, Shekidishanu b'mitzvayisav etzivanu leishe b'sukkah. So our custom is that we stand in the Sukkah and then we make the bracha and then we sit down. The custom is that we don't sit until we make the bracha. So if you go into the sukkah before Kiddush, people stand around until you make the bracha and you sit. But really it doesn't mean, the Rosh says, Leishe basukkah doesn't really mean sitting in the sukkah. It means living in the sukkah. Pashas Vayeshev. Vayeshev Bekadesh. So it doesn't mean he sat, it means he lived. So sitting is used for living as well. So to sum up, he's saying Ashrei means a sense of contentment. Yeshve Veisecha, those who live wherever they go, they live as if they're in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alright, so this is the idea. He says later, that's why it says, I don't know if you can be happy about this or upset. We learned that if you say Ashrei three times a day, Yaben Olam Haba. He's going to say, it doesn't mean you say every word of Ashrei three times a day. It means really you live it. You're some of that makes you feel better, even if you don't actually say every word. But he doesn't say you shouldn't say every word. He just says the idea that if you say it three times a day, you're a ben olam haba. Is the idea? It's the concept of being a yeshve v'seh.